Welcome to Play Therapy Community Podcast, providing connection, information, and inspiration to child therapists all around the world. Here's your host, a licensed psychotherapist, a registered play therapist, and my mom, Jackie Flynn.
Hey there, Jackie Flynn here. Hey, thanks so much for joining us in this episode of Play Therapy Community Podcast. Today's episode is with Rotem Breyer. I'm really excited about it. It's all about EMDR therapy. But before we get started, I want to talk to you about the Neuroscience of Play Therapy Summit in Cocoa Beach, or you could join us virtually. It's February 17th, 18th, and 19th, and it is going to be incredible. So the in-person option, we have sunrise and sunset beach experientials that are optional, and our speakers are top-notch. So we have Dr. Ileana Gill, we have Lisa Dion, Dr. Robert Jason Grant, Carmen Jimenez Pride, David Crenshaw, and for the beach experientials, we have Dr. Janet Courtney, Dr. Louise Peters, Claire Melanton, Dora Henderson, and myself, Jackie Flynn. It's going to be incredible. And Dr. Stephen Porges is our keynote speaker. Wow. He's the creator of the polyvagal theory. I have learned so much from him. And Deb Dana's work. It's really changed the trajectory of not only my clinical practice, but how I show up in this world. How I show up in my body, in my relationship, and in my environment. It's super, super incredible to know about the polyvagal theory. It really deepens kind of your connection with life. It really teaches us about being human. All right, so if you would like to register for the Neuroscience of Play Therapy Summit, whether it's in person or online, go to www.playtherapycommunity.com and find the tab that says Neuroscience Summit. All right, I hope to see you there. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Rotem Breyer. Hi there. Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of Play Therapy Community Podcast. This is Jackie Flynn, and I am super excited about today's episode. But before we get started, I want to talk to you a little bit about EMDR and play therapy integration support. I founded it about 6 years ago, and it's really my passion in life is to train EMDR child therapists how to integrate play therapy into every phase of EMDR. So if you're wanting to hone your skills and your EMDR trained, or you would like to earn your certification credential, or maybe even go for CIT consultant and training, I would love to help you. You can learn more at playtherapycommunity.com. Well, today's episode is one that I've been wanting to do for a long time, so I'm really excited that it finally came to be. I am here in person with Rotem Breyer, and chances are, if you're EMDR trained, you probably already heard of Rotem Breyer. He's the host of the EMDR Learning Community, and he's someone that I work closely with and a good friend. I asked him to come on our podcast today to really talk to us about what is EMDR. I know many of us, when we first started out, we may have heard of it, but we really didn't know what it was. And some of us may not even have heard of it at all. So, Rotem, thank you so much for being on our podcast. And can I just get you to introduce yourself, tell people who you are and what you do?
Of course. Jackie, good to be with you. So I am a certified EMDR therapist and approved EMDR consultant. And I also started the Art and Science of EMDR and the EMDR Learning Community, which is a really growing community for EMDR therapists who are looking to learn EMDR, to expand their knowledge about EMDR together. As a community, so we have a lot of really exciting things in the community, like we have a book club, we have all kinds of groups that are peer-led, so members of the community who are interested, they're just given the opportunity to start their own groups. And I think EMDR therapists, if there are EMDR therapists who are listening to that, they probably understand what I'm talking about, because when you get trained in EMDR, you just want to learn more and more. You see how helpful this modality is, and you want to learn more. And this is exactly why I started the EMDR learning community, so EMDR therapists who are trained in EMDR can do it together.
Ah, that's great. I first met Rodham through Dr. Andrew Dobo. He is with EMDR Educators. Actually, he founded EMDR Educators, so we're consultants together. So to hear Rodham talk about the community is so exciting. I know a lot of times clinicians feel like they're working in isolation, and it makes things so much harder. And being able to talk to others, share with others, share resources makes a world of difference. All right, so let's jump right in. So Rodham, what is EMDR therapy?
So EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And I know these are a lot of fancy words, but basically what this therapy does, it helps to process information that was not processed in real time. So originally it was developed by Francine Shapiro over 30 years ago to treat trauma. But now we know that it really helps every kind of information that is not processed in the brain. So let me explain what I mean by processed information. So when events happen, usually the brain is processing that information. We have these natural healing capacities to process information. A lot of it is happening actually while we're sleeping. So when we're sleeping, we have the REM sleep, which our eyes are moving really fast, even though our eyes are closed when we're sleeping. When we dream, there is some correlation between REM sleep and dream sleep, and our eyes are moving really fast. And when that happens, the information is being processed. So in other words, it means that it's being filed in the brain as something that happened in the past. Whereas when trauma happens, there's something that happens with this mechanism that is failing. So what happens is that events that happened in the past are not filed as happened in the past. So they keep feeling like they're still happening. And that's kind of like I'm going to the definition of trauma. Trauma is not just the event that happened in the past. Trauma is something that is still affecting our nervous system in the present as a result of unprocessed information that happened in the past.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a common misconception. I know it certainly was one of mine, about how like two people can go through the same event and they are experiencing it in two very different ways based on so many variables. Well, thanks so much for telling us about that. Rodham, I know Rodham and I teach an EMDR refresher course, and in that I got to hear so much neuroscience. That's one of Rodham's many specialties, is really teaching us about the brain. All right, so if you are interested in getting trained in EMDR therapy, you do need to be a licensed therapist, or I guess you can be pre-licensed too. Just Rodham, what does one need to have to be able to be trained in EMDR therapy?
Yeah, so in the past you had to be a licensed practitioner. Now they're training people actually in graduate school, which is pretty exciting. In the United States, well, I want to talk actually not just about the United States. I think that people should do their research before they sign up for a training, because there are some accredited training institutes and there are some that are not. And when you are being trained with a training institute that is not accredited, it limits your potential for growth later down the road, and which we're going to talk in a few minutes with that, what that means and what that looks like. But I think that people should do their due diligence and research before they sign up for an EMDR training and get some information. So in the United States, there's EMDRIA, which is the EMDR International Association, and that's the kind of the EMDR governing body that trains therapists and trains the trainers to become trainers for EMDR. And there are other institutes, and their trainings are not regulated by EMDRIA. But there, I know, Jackie, you have listeners from all over the world. So in England or in Europe, there's EMDR Europe. And there are some other EMDR governing bodies in different countries and different areas of the world. So I think that before people get trained, they should look into the training institute they are choosing and make sure that they allow themselves this potential for growth.
Yes, so important. I think many of us, we see a training in EMDR and we assume that it's the same as another training, but it can vary quite greatly. So Rotem and I are trained through EMDRIA, the EMDR International Association, but definitely check where you're at as well. I love that it can work with all ages. I use it with children, and it works really well. And many people specialize in certain areas, such as like sexual trauma or maybe developmental trauma. There's so many different directions you can go. Okay, so once you're trained in the basic training, and I know you can say, I'm an EMDR trained therapist. What is like the growth that goes with that, the path towards advancing as an EMDR trained therapist?
Yeah, so there are many ways. So first of all, you get trained, you finish your basic training. And with the basic training, you do some consultations that are part of the basic training. And there are different ways to structure it. So different trainers structure it differently. Some do it while you're being trained. Some do it between training sessions and some do it after. But you're definitely getting some, you get 10 hours of consultations as part of your basic training. And that allows you to do some practice with your clients and to get some feedback from your trainer or consultant. And then the next step is to get certified. So if you want to be EMDRIA certified, and here I'm talking specifically about the process in the United States, you have to complete the basic training, of course. You have to have a certain amount of hours. So you have to have 50 EMDR therapy sessions with at least 25 clients. And that can take, you know, a few months, or for some people, it even takes a couple of years. You have to have your continued education credit. So you have to complete a minimum of 12 hours of EMDRIA CE. So you're taking advanced trainings and you get some certificate from EMDRIA. And again, not every advanced trainings is EMDRIA certified. So you have to look into that. Then you have to get some letters of recommendations from peers. And then you have to have 20 hours of consultation, and you have to complete at least 10 hours through individual EMDR-focused consultation, and the other 10 hours can be in a small group.
Yes, I went through my certification process years ago. Bill Brislin out of Orlando, Florida was my consultant that took me through the certification process. I know, Rotem, that's a lot of times I'll get questions. Is it even necessary to get certified? Is it worth it? I think absolutely. That's when I feel like I really streamlined the process, and I was able to really figure out what I was doing right and what needed to be corrected, and just learn more efficient and better ways, and even new stuff that had came about since I had been trained. So certification, I think, in as at least for my path, was definitely a good move. And then moving on towards the consultant and training, and now a consultant, it's wonderful. And RotaMiz as well. I was trained, actually my basic trainer was Reg Moore Robinson and Linda Ruff. It was amazing, so amazing, to where I was just hungry for more and more there through EMDR Connect. But you can actually, where can they find, like if they wanted to find like a training, like what would they Google to find an EMDR basic training in their area?
Yeah, so you can find, again, depends on where you are. If you you Google EMDR trainings in your town, I'm sure you will find it. You can find it if you're in the United States. You can find it through the MDR website, or you can go to the Art and Science of EMDR. That's the website that I created that has a lot of free resources for EMDR therapists, and you can find some of the trainings there. And I want to go back to consultations, Jackie. I think that what I encourage my consultees to do is to work with different consultants. So don't just work with me. Yes. Work with different consultants so you can see who you connect with. So consultant can be almost like a therapist, that you have to find the right person for you with the right style for you. And I think that a mistake that a lot of people make is that they're doing the basic training and then they're doing the consultation with the same institute, whether if it's the trainer or consultants that work there, and then they're doing their consultant training there, and they're not being exposed to new ideas and new ways to thinking and conceptualizing about how to do EMDR. So I think it's really, really important to work with different consultants. That's something I always encourage my consultees to do. And then they can choose based on different consultants who they want to continue with and to grow with that person.
I love that. I love that. I remember the first time that I worked with Dr. Dobo. He does the basic training too. I got a whole new outlook. He specializes in Jungian psychology. So I had a whole different perspective. So it was great to grow in that way. So big shout out to EMDR educators, Dr. Andrew Dobo and Playful EMDR, Annie Monaco and Ann Beckley Forrest. They're like really good friends of mine too. We just did a big Playful EMDR summit. So they have a whole different flavor of consultation as well. So I think really kind of seeking out who's the best fit for you, or just getting different angles on areas that you need to grow. All right. So, Rodham, one thing that I wanted to mention too is like connections. I know many of us, we get trained, we go back to our private practice if we're in private practice or even an agency. We may be like the only EMDR therapist trained in our area, or feel like we're working in isolation. So I find connections to be definitely energizing, resourceful, and necessary, quite frankly. I know through like some of the stuff that I've worked with you on, we've got to meet some amazing people. So talk to us about EMDR therapists, or even if you're any therapist, the importance of connections, but specifically EMDR therapists, like how can they make connections that is outside of their own practice?
Yeah, so I'm a big fan of connecting with people in your geographical area. So I'm here in Denver, and we have a really nice network of EMDR therapists in Denver. And in the next few months, we're going to start meeting monthly and have a theme every time. We're going to learn something together or do something together. But for those therapists who are not connected locally, or some, you know, some therapists are working, in rural areas or even in countries where there aren't a lot of EMDR therapists, I created the EMDR Learning Community, and you can find it if you just Google the EMDR Learning Community or go to emdr-learning.com, we have a big network, big community of EMDR therapists who are really excited about learning EMDR together and sharing resources and sharing knowledge, because we're, you know, sometimes people read books and it's just they feel alone. They want to share that knowledge. They want to talk about it. So we have the book club, like I mentioned earlier. We have consultations. So we have consultants. We have basic trainers. We have advanced trainers. We have people from all over the world. We have people from Egypt and from South Korea and from the Philippines and literally from all over the world. A lot of people from Europe, tons of people from the United States and Canada. And I think that's another thing, to be exposed to different ideas that are based on different perspective, different cultural perspectives sometimes. I love working with people from other countries. I'm originally not from the United States, so I appreciate different cultural backgrounds, and I think that this diversity really helps us to think outside the box when we're interacting with people who don't share the same background. So that is also part of this community. So again, for EMDR therapists who are trained and looking to connect with other EMDR therapists and learn more and learn together, the EMDR Learning Community is a great resource.
I love that I get to host the EMDR with Kids No Fee study group in there. It's fun. It's our third, at the time of this recording, it's our third meeting here, November 18th, 2022. But it'll be ongoing. It's so far, we've had it every couple of months. We've had Marshall Lyles on there. He's amazing. He's an EMDR-approved consultant and a play therapist. We've had Annie Monaco, Ann Beckley Forrest, Deb McManus, Carmen Jimenez Pride. It's just great. And all of the people that join it, we get to go in breakout rooms and network and just meet each other. It just feels amazing. Thanks so much, Rodan, for that community. Okay, so we're almost out of time. Is there anything any nugget of knowledge that you want to leave people with about EMDR, and then just let people know where to go to learn more from you?
Yeah, so I am a great believer in lifelong learning. I don't think that I'm ever going to stop learning. And again, that's part of why I created the EMDR Learning Community, because I want other people who share the same ideas and values and thoughts about learning and the passion for EMDR to gather together. So I really love taking trainings and provide consultations. I'm really, really passionate about how to teach EMDR therapists to be their authentic selves while they keep doing EMDR. That's something that a lot of times when people get trained in EMDR, they feel like it's too rigid and not very flexible modality. And I think this is a mistake, because everyone can do EMDR their own way while maintaining fidelity to the eight phases of EMDR. So again, the art and science of EMDR, if you Google that, you will land on my website, and then the EMDR Learning Community, it's emdr-learning.com.
Well, thank you, Rodan, and thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to be with you next time. Take care.